This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:41. That was The Strokes with The Modern Age. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And it's time now for Keep In View. We're joined by Sean Tanis of our news desk. Today, we're looking at some developments on the other side of the border. This time, we're going north. Usually, we talk about our southern neighbours. But today, we're talking about Thailand and their next tourist travel innovation, because they've announced that tourists can now spend their quarantine on a yacht. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so the Thailand government says the move is basically to revive the country's tourism industry, and they are expecting this to bring in $58 million in tourism revenue. And basically, they're hoping to entice more tourists by allowing them to feel like it's a luxury while you're waiting in your quarantine, right? While you're waiting for the 14 days to end. So Thailand wants these tourists to experience the quarantine as if it's part of their holiday. And with this, the tourists, they get to choose by staying on board a yacht or a small cruise ship in Phuket for 14 days. And since the pandemic, the numbers of tourists fell from 50,000 a day to just hundreds in Phuket. So they're hoping this would help the local industry and economy and the people there.
So I understand that there are some technicalities with the system as well, right? I'm curious about how these tourists will be monitored during the quarantine, since they will be allowed to move around.
Yeah, correct. So first, these travelers will be tested, and then they'll be given a digital health tracker. So the device will basically allow them allow the medical officials to monitor their, you know, things like the pulse, blood pressure, body temperature in real time. I wish we can do that with our, you know, black boxes in aircraft. But anyway, visitors have, they must wear the tracker at all times and remain within 10 kilometers of the shore. But otherwise, they are free to spend the 14-day period as they wish. And the device can transmit information even at sea. And at the end of the quarantine, they will collect all the data. They'll analyze it, and then if everything is okay, the travelers can disembark in Phuket, and then they can go wherever they want. So, in fact, Thailand tested this scheme in a smaller scale back in October 1st, and then they've made some upgrades, added all this digital input and data mining stuff, and then they now it's more like a workable product that they can offer to tourists to come into the country. So previously, they're trying all these new innovative, you know, measures to get people to come to Thailand. So we also spoke in this segment before that they implemented this quarantine program at golf courses, which is apparently getting good reception among tourists as well. So very interesting things they're doing. I wonder, if we were to do something like this, what are the things we can offer, right? I mean, at sea, on a yacht, maybe. For some people, it might work. You know, if you love sea, if you love the boat life, like Life of Pi, maybe. Without the tiger, of course.
Without the tiger,
or the starvation.
Without the crash.
Yes.
So I think I don't want to be the buzzkill, but I think I'm about to be, because my first impressions when I hear yacht and cruise are to remember the roles that these have played in other COVID-19 stories, because,
yes,
Diamond Princess and all these stories. And so I think for that reason, when I hear cruise and quarantine, I don't immediately think that this is really exciting. I'm also concerned, or rather, for me personally, I don't know if I'm going to travel as long as the 14-day quarantine is in place, simply because, like many people, I don't think I have enough leave. Or even if I do have enough leave, I don't want to spend it all on what might essentially turn out to be a month in which I only get to spend 5 to 10 days in the country of my choice. Because it's going to be, say, 10 days quarantine when I get there. Say I'm there for 5 days, that already brings us up to 15. I come home, I quarantine for another 10 days, and I've been away from work for a month.
Yeah, I think so. This makes it look like the quarantine is your holiday. It's the biggest chunk of your holiday, right? So they are making it the best experience for you, you know, as best as it is, as it's possible. So I can see where it's coming from, but Yeah, it's working. I mean, it's working out for the golf course quarantine program. So this might work out as well. Let's see.
Well, I'm wondering whether there is a potential to expand this to include things like, I mean, if you're talking about basically closed environments, resorts and the like, because to be honest, if the idea is that I can be in a resort for my quarantine for 10 days, perhaps I wouldn't feel so averse to it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it would work. But if this is going to be a precursor to being able to travel for a while,
right,
I can see why people might want to figure out how to make it work.
I'm glad people are trying to figure it out. I think I'm just saying, for me personally, the idea of, yeah, what
you
is
just a, don't have enough leave.
It's a 25 day holiday, guys. I don't know who has enough to take, what, two trips a year? It's really crazy.
People who can go on yachts and play golf for 2 weeks.
Yes,
really.
There we go. But let us know. So to come back to the original point, Thailand has announced that tourists can now spend their quarantine on a yacht or a small cruise, and this would be a 14-day thing. Is this something that you would like, you know? Would this get you back on that travel bug once we are able to travel again? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.